欢迎回到酒馆，
酒馆的进阶口语课第15期超级早鸟价正式开放报名，赶快联系小助手抢名额，微信是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Bluffer's Guide. 我们好久没有做这个酒馆装逼指南了。So far, we have done coffee and wine, but today we are going to do a very different topic. We're going to do beer. To be more precise, we're going to do craft beer.
今天我们来说说精酿啤酒，现在很流行的这个。
Because I'm not a beer drinker, so I've invited our own beer guru in the house. Hi, James.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, everyone. Beer guru. Wow, that's such a nice compliment. Thank you.
Because every time we meet, you're drinking craft beer, right? A fancy beer.
Usually, yeah. That or coffee.
Yeah, so I thought that I would just invite you to talk to our listeners about craft beer and what the fuss is all about.
I would be happy to. It is something that not many people here know about.
But it is getting really popular in China.
Yeah, especially in big cities like Beijing, where this craft brewing is popping up everywhere.
Yeah. So first of all, let's get to the concept of craft beer or microbrewery, right?
Right.
叫精酿啤酒，所以精酿，中文我就感觉是精品酿制。How is that different from your normal Qingdao or Yanjing beer?
Okay.If we're going to use the term like microbrewing, this has to do with the size of the brewery. If we just use like Chinese companies like Qingdao, Qingdao Brewery is massive.
Yep.
They can produce millions upon millions of cans of beer a year. A microbrewery is going to be a much smaller operation, usually local, usually only has maybe one place where they make the beer.And they make much smaller quantities. So it's about size.
All right. So now let's move on to how to make beer. I know it's fermentation, right?
So making beer, as a lot of people like to say, beer is liquid bread.
Because it makes you fat, right?
No. It has to do with that it uses similar ingredients and a similar process.
Okay.
So there are a few key components to beer.Number one, obviously, is water. This will affect flavor quite a bit. Two is going to be your malt.
Malt, 就是麦芽 That's basically from grains.
Yeah, this is your grains. But it goes into also how those grains are prepared, what grains are mixed together. This will greatly affect a couple of things of beer, such as flavor and color. And also sweetness or even bitterness. So the next thing that's key is hops.
Hops?
China calls them beer flour.
Oh, 啤酒花. I've heard.
Yeah.
Why is it called beer flour?
Well, because they are flowers. They're an actual flower.
Oh, okay.
That grow on vines, and they are a bittering agent. So they will help balance the beer, because if you make a beer with just malted grains, it might come out really sweet.
Oh, so you need to intentionally make it bitter.
Yeah, so balance it. But it also can affect flavor a lot, because different hops...also have different flavor profile depending on where they're grown and the species of flower.
True.
That's why if you go to a lot of these craft brewery places, they'll list where the hops come from. Because different hops taste differently. Just like wine, different grapes taste different.
I think to me because they're all beer, so I never noticed that.
And lastly, yeast.
酵母.
But it also is different. There's...different yeast used for different kinds of beer. Depending on how long you cook the malt, hops, or how much hops you use, which yeast you use, how you age it, will all affect the kind of beer that you produce, the flavor, alcohol, and so on.
Yeah, there's so many variables. One thing that often confuses me is that you have all these names. You have 什么艾尔啤酒 ale, 什么拉格 lager,And then you also have, like, yellow beer, black beer. Exactly how are these kinds of beer categorized?
I'm glad you said something about yellow beer and black beer. So that's how you'd see a lot of beers labeled here in China. This is a yellow beer. This is a black beer. This is a white beer. Those don't mean anything in English.
Oh, so you don't actually say black beer, yellow beer, white beer.
No, because that's just describing a color, not the kind of beer it is.For example, A yellow beer can be a lager, but some ales are also yellow.
I see.
A black could be a stout or a dark lager.
So what I'm hearing is lager is a type.
Lager is a type of beer.
So let's talk about these types.
All right. So we might as well start with probably the most popular type of beer in the world, lagers.
Honestly, I thought lagers are just yellow beer.
That's what a lot of people in China would say, because that's how they're listed, is like yellow beer.
Mm.
Okay. Now, in general, many microbreweries do not produce lagers.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of competition. Most of the main brands, like in China, Qingdao, or in the West, like Budweiser, all of these big companies, they all make lager.
Oh, so Qingdao beer, as we know it, technically
that's a lager.
Ah.
Yeah. There are craft lagers, too. They just tend to be a little bit less common.
Mm.
What makes a lager is the fact that when the beer is produced and then aged, it's fermented in a cool environment. The name itself comes from the German word for storage.
I see.
So it's stored in a cooler environment to age.
Mm.
And that's partially what makes it have kind of this kind of crisp, light flavor. This is what a lot of people like.
比较爽口的这种感觉, a light, crisp flavor. I think perhaps for beer beginners or for a lot of ladies, it's just easier to drink lagers.
It's the most common. Everyone, like in China, most people drink lagers. In America, most people drink lagers. Mm. It is the common beer. Just in general, how it's enjoyed in China is a little bit off.
Mm.
Lagers are supposed to be served chilled.
So like 冰的.
It doesn't have to be that cold, but it should be, you know, about 4 degrees C. It's aged at a cold temperature.
So it's supposed to be
enjoyed at a cold temperature. And it can go bad.
When it's warm, the beer can go bad when it's warm.
And it becomes what we call skunky. The term is skunky.
Like skunk?
Like skunk. It has a really bad odor.
Uh-huh.
It should be chilled.
Okay.
That's what I always find weird when China's going to order a beer. It's like, would you like it room temperature or cold? Well, it should be cold. It should always be cold. It's like lager should be chilled.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you're mentioning temperature, how it should be enjoyed. Because a lot of people seem to be making fun of English people for drinking ale. They have something called ale, right?
Right.
And then ale is not necessarily chilled. A lot of the time is room temperature, or other people would say warm.
Right. That's because that's how it should be drunk.
Oh, that, so they're doing the right thing.
So ales, which is a different style of beer, okay, it's produced with a different yeast than lagers. It's also not aged in chilled environments, fermented in room temperature environments. And ales, when you drink them, they should be at room temperature. Now, what they mean by room temperature is it should be about like 12 degrees C.
Is what they mean by that.
It's not warm. They're not serving you 27 degrees C, you know, beer. But it is warmer than what a lager would be served as.
这个是艾尔啤酒。What about those many microbreweries in China you see IPA?
The India Pale Ale.
Why do they call it Indian Pale Ale?
Well, it has to do with the origin. It's still an ale, but when India was a colony of England, the people in England needed to make a beer that would last the voyage from England to India. And by adding like a lot more hops, IPA is very hoppy. They have a lot more hops than standard beers.
They're very bitter.
It helps keep it stable for the months-long voyage.
Mm.
So that's where IPA comes from. Then we have also like APA. There's an American pale ale. It's still a pale ale, an ale, just with American hops.
So you mentioned earlier, lagers, they're light, crispy.
Mm.
What about ales? Ales are not as crispy, right?
No, I like ales. They tend to be, the flavors can vary a lot, but general ones, they tend to be kind of a sweetness to them.
Mm.
They can be kind of a fruity flavor, nutty, some hazelnut or walnut kind of taste to them.
It sounds more multi-layered.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's usually a much more flavor profile behind an ale than a lager.
Mm. But then there is another type, I believe, because I don't really like the beer, the hops flavor.
But once or twice I drink something called milk chocolate peanut butter stout.
Oh, I've had one of those. Those are good.
Is stout another type of beer?
Stout is another type of beer. Okay, originating, again, in the Isles, like Ireland mostly, because the most famous stouts are from Ireland. Guinness.
Oh, Guinness is a stout.
Guinness is a stout. Stouts, well, they're dark because the malts have been roasted.
Oh, okay.
So that leads to a much darker colored beer.
But they're not always sweet, right?
No.
Not always the milk chocolate.
The flavors can vary a lot. They do tend to be richer in flavor. So that's why a lot of stouts tend to have kind of a chocolatey, coffee-like flavor, or even kind of a milky flavor. They also tend to be, for a lot of people, heavier.
Yeah, it is much heavier if you compare to lager.
Yeah, but don't confuse it. It doesn't mean that they're higher in alcohol, because they're not. Okay. In fact, it's unlikely you'll drink as much stout as if you were going to drink a lager.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's so rich, it's almost like a dessert beer.
For some people, yeah. And like when you said the peanut butter, chocolate, milk, stout, it's another beer that easily allows you to add some flavors to it in the brewing process, like adding some chocolate or some peanut butter or peanuts in it to give it a kind of a desserty flavor.
Yeah, I cannot imagine lager with chocolate flavor. It sounds disgusting.
No.
So what is your favorite type of beer?
My favorite type of beer are what we'd call red or amber ales. Which tend to have a very nutty, earthy flavor to them.
And it's amber colored.
And it's amber in color.
Okay.
They're not too hoppy. They're a little bit sweet. But they're not that common, at least in China. I haven't found many places that have it.
And one last question. One of my favorite types, because I don't drink beer that often. I do like the, what they call white beer, like the Berliner Weiss.
Wheat beers.
They're called wheat beer. So is that another type outside of lager, ale, and stout?
Yeah, it's a complete, because what makes them different is the main grain is wheat.
Oh, because the others, the main ingredient is
mostly barley.
Barley.
Okay, whereas wheat beer is made with wheat. So like Weiss beer or wheat beer or Hefeweizen or Weiss. So they're all wheat beers.
I see.
Tend to be very light and summery, very citrusy.
Yeah, okay. You basically cleared a lot of my questions, my confusion so far. And hopefully if you're listening to this episode, that has given you a basic understanding of the different types of beers, especially for craft brewery. We have an advanced episode where we are going to talk about craft beer trend in China and also in the world, generally about craft breweries.
Sounds awesome.
All right, thank you, Beer Guru.
Well, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
All right, I'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
啤酒也可以喝得很文艺。杭州千岛湖水酿造的中国本土精酿之光 Taste Room， 桂花香的中国情节，麻椒的烟火气，可可的浓情蜜意，每一款打开一个全新世界。还有超萌的各种低酒精果酒。关注公众号“露露的英文小酒馆”，下方菜单进入酒馆铺子，把这波舌尖上的国潮带回家吧。